You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio. This is where we celebrate the connection with our pets. And the toll-free number for you to call, Dr. Debbie or Dog Father Joey Villani, is 1-866-405-8405. And you can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. And coming up in just a couple of minutes, there's a retirement community that we're going to visit with. It's the Watermark Retirement Community, I believe, in Tucson, Arizona. Is that correct?
Yes, but they have communities all over the country.
38 of them, in
38,
fact.
38, yes, coast to coast.
What makes this retirement community different than other retirement communities? Well, they want your pets. They accept pets. Pets are encouraged because it was founded by pet lovers.
Ooh, that sounds like a great place.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, of course. If I end up in an assisted living home or a retirement community, I want my pet there with me.
Because heck yeah.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk to Betty Sanders and Joseph Lee. There are a couple of residents there. One has a dog that apparently lives with him all the time and rides around on a scooter with him.
Cute.
So, and I'll put some of these pictures up over the website so you can see Joseph Lee and his dog on scooter. So that's on the way in just a couple of minutes. Lori, what are you working on over there in the newsroom?
I'm going to tell you about a wild animal sanctuary that is now responsible for and taking care of a celebrity's former pet tiger, but not contributing to taking care of it.
Oh, I hate it when those celebrities, they don't partake in the care of their animals.
Yeah.
Okay. But what is it? You get famous and all of a sudden you have to have a chimpanzee or a tiger walking next to you? It makes no sense.
Yeah, and then they end up getting rid of it. They never keep it.
Or they run out of money.
Yeah. Right?
That often happens too. They spend all of their money.
Yeah.
Okay, in just a couple of minutes, we'll check news. But first, let's go to the phones for your calls. 1-866-405-8405. Lainey, tell us from the very beginning, what is going on with your cat and what kind of cat you have and all the details?
Tonkinese.
Okay, you have a Tonkinese cat. What's going on?
Okay, do I begin from taking her to the vet or, did you hear that? Okay, I took her to the vet for teeth cleaning. And she, you know, was no sign of bad health or bad breath or anything, but I take her in because I want to make sure she doesn't get any gum problems. Anyway, make a long story short, he said that she had gum disease, and he might have to pull out a couple of teeth. And I said, okay. And without my knowing it, he pulled out all her teeth except two.
Oh.
And boy. I was so, I was in shock. I couldn't believe it. And she hasn't been the same cat since then. And I think, I don't know how much you know about Tonkinese, but they're very, very sensitive. And she's just a changed cat, and she won't eat anything I give her. She likes, she liked a couple of cans that were gravy and small pieces. But now she won't, they're not being made. They've been discontinued, and I'm really sad about it, but I don't know what to give her. And because the vet also said that she was on the beginning stages of kidney disease.
Okay. And that's what I was going to ask you next, is that besides the mouth issues, is there anything else going on that's that they have identified as a health concern for her?
Well, in the blood test, he said she was had signs of kidney disease, but that's all that he told me.
Okay.
And he said to bring her back in a couple of months, and he would give her another blood test. And meanwhile, I was trying to get some information as to what might be some preventative measures, because he said nothing to me. And I found out that food should be low ash and low protein.
All right. Well, I think we may have a couple things here to address. And the first thing is, it's horrible when I hear a story of, going in for a dental cleaning and coming out with, no teeth left. And sometimes, as a veteran, I'm sorry?
He didn't even let me know that he was that he was going to do it. He said he may have to take out a couple of teeth, but not her whole mouth.
Well, and on the veterinary end of things, it is honestly very hard in that examination room to lift up the lip and to give an accurate assessment of which teeth and how many are going to have to go, because that's just the beginning of the exam. We learn so much more when we get the pet under anesthesia. Now, there are times, and I'll admit, in my office where I may be blindsided until I get into that dental exam and the pet's under anesthesia, and I go, holy cow, there's no way this pet has a healthy mouth. We believe they did when we checked them in for that dental. But then we get in there and we probe and we feel for instability. A lot of cats can get what they call root lesions, which are kind of like cavities that eat away at the surface of the tooth. So a lot of these things can happen under the gum line that we just don't know about. And I'm not excusing removing all the teeth without your knowledge, because I think that's a joint decision and a discussion that I would want to have with any pet owner. But I can see many cases where we've had dogs and cats where the teeth need to be removed because they are diseased. So if they needed to be removed, then I think that's probably get past that. And that was hopefully a good thing for her medically. But most of the kitties and the dogs, that once they have the bad teeth taken care of, their appetite and their activity and all that should kind of turn around.
She's just a changed cat, and I'm really upset about it.
Yeah. And as much as it may seem that, you know, a dental procedure has caused that, I don't want to jump to that conclusion, because I think there's a lot more that I don't know in this story. And knowing that there's some kidney disease, for me, is a really big red flag, because if we have kidney disease, some of the process as the kidneys have problems, we can see changes in appetite, we can see GI problems. So I would really want to know more about those kidneys. So if those tests were high and the veterinarian said come back in a month and we're not doing well during that month, I'd go back sooner.
Animal Radio is underwritten in part by Viagen Pets, the leading provider of animal genetic preservation and cloning services. Preserve the genes of your dog or cat to extend the special bond you share with them. Learn more at www.viagenpets.com. That's VIAGEN pets.com.